on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for October 16th. I'm your host, Jared Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. This might be the last, if not the penultimate time we speak to each other on a live feed update. And I don't know if it'll be the shortest. I don't know if it'll be the longest. Truth be told, I don't know what to expect, but I'm excited to be here on a lovely Friday morning.
Yes. Not too much to give you here today. You know, the 3 hour break between HOH win and, you know, feeds coming back, I think has really harmed these Friday updates. But we are here to update on everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 72 in the house. There really wasn't much before the eviction to speak of. Feeds are also often down, like way more often than they used to be before the eviction. So that has also not helped. We did see Memphis be evicted by a 2-0 vote. And then we played in the Knights move or whatever it's called. The competition that Kacer sealed Maggie's partner's fate.
That's right. Sealed that fate. Yeah.
Super weird choice for a Final Four HOH, though.
Yes. It felt a little bit shoehorned. Not that I'm mad because we got to see Kacer, you know, one last time, maybe second last time for the season. But it felt odd because especially this was a veto when it was first debuted. So it was choice. A veto.
Then it was a battle of the block. In 16.
16? Yeah, damn. I forgot about that. Look at that.
And now it's an HOH. It's making the rounds.
Yeah. And now it's they keep advertising as the most important, the most crucial HOH, probably the least important of the HOHs ever because it's a safety comp essentially, but it's a thing.
Well, here's what I kind of like about it as a Final Four HOH. The Final Four HOH is the most selfish HOH competition there is. It's the most selfish, really, any competition there is, because you have basically no responsibility as the Final Four HOH. It's just safety. And additionally, you can still compete in the following HOH. So there's no downside whatsoever. And so in a game like this, where everybody's on the board, and you can work with someone or work against someone, it kind of provides some incentives for some sneakiness where, you know, at first glance, you'd say, okay, Cody and Enzo will just work together to make sure that Christmas doesn't win, which is all well and good, but it actually isn't necessarily in their best interests to both work together and do that. Right. Because for Cody, the worst case scenario really is Enzo winning the HOH. For Christmas, it's Cody winning the HOH. For Enzo, it's probably Christmas winning the HOH, or maybe it's really either both of them. Enzo just needs to win it himself. And so those motivations can potentially create some interesting things where, you know, maybe Cody and Enzo are working together to take out Christmas, but one of them is kind of a little less interested in making sure Christmas loses than the other, and then maybe a little more interested in stabbing their friend in the back to make sure they're the ones that get safety. And it kind of seems as though that's a little bit what happened here, as Enzo is going to be our Final Four HOH.
That's right. And his move, his words, is he kept away from the corners and he kept his distance. And then he had enough room to play with. It kind of is like, if you've been playing Fall Guys, it's the hexagon move in Fall Guys. Stay away from the corners, stay away from everybody else, and you'll be fine. I do think that ultimately this is a competition that in this specific season as well, the Final Four HOH is kind of crucial, but not in the, you have no agency as far as like who's going to go outside of removing yourself from the equation completely, right? But the main thing is that I think someone like an Enzo needs to pad that resume a little bit, and I think wants to have a little bit more going for him. So adding another HOH reign is not a bad thing for him.
Yeah. And so this is, again, kind of what I like about this, even though, you know, it provides us this potential option of Cody being evicted this week. But Cody put a bet on this scenario not happening. Enzo not winning the Final Four HOH and Christmas not winning the Final Four veto. And I thought it was a pretty good bet. It still probably is a pretty good bet. But what I like about Big Brother is that you shouldn't be able to put bets on competitions like that. In my opinion, I think that's one of the reasons the season has been so boring, is that people have been placing bets on competitions and it has been absolutely the right call. They should have been placing bets on competitions. It's worked out very well for them because that's how it's been going. But the way that I like to watch Big Brother is you take out the big comp threat that you're so worried about. You keep in the person, they're never going to win a comp. And then it's a competition that just like straight up benefits the person who's least likely to win. And just like that, you're like, oh, this is Big Brother. That's what I like. And this competition really heavily favored Enzo. Between the fact that Enzo and Cody were going to work together to take out Christmas, Christmas was going to want to sabotage Cody as much as possible, true, meaning that Christmas and Cody are essentially taking each other out and Enzo gets to sit back. On top of that, Enzo got to go third. He got to go last, which gave him a big advantage over Cody, and it was part of what allowed him to kind of hang back in the competition. So basically Enzo, who I thought, if I'm weighing the probabilities of, you know, who's most likely to win a Final Four HOH between Cody, Christmas, and Enzo, I was giving Enzo the least amount of chance to win this competition. The second this competition came into being, I think, and it all flip-flopped. Like, Enzo had the most amount of chance to win this competition, and he did. And that's where we are.
That's where we are. Yeah, it didn't seem like they kind of like, you know, obviously in the show, we saw them kind of freak out when they saw this. But from the sounds of it, Enzo figured it out. And it ultimately does benefit him that he went last and the other two were going after each other. So win-win for Enzo. And honestly, win-win for Nicole. I feel like Nicole is someone who greatly benefits from the way this is set out now. I think because outside of Enzo definitely being at the final three, I'm willing to, if I'm betting, if I'm pulling a house guest, I would probably put money on the fact that we'll see Nicole next week as well.
Yes. So basically, with Enzo as the HOH, theoretically, Nicole should be safe in the same way that Cody would have been safe if Christmas was the HOH, because Christmas is the only person that would have voted Nicole out, or sorry, Cody out. Enzo being the HOH should probably keep Nicole safe, because Enzo was probably the only person that would have voted Nicole out. And at the very least, if Cody would have voted Nicole out, Cody now has Christmas as the other option instead of Enzo, where he definitely votes out Christmas over Nicole. So Nicole should be guaranteed a spot in the final three, much to Enzo's chagrin, as we'll talk about. But she should have a spot there. Now, it's kind of like she's going along the riskier path here with potentially more reward. With Enzo as the HOH, if Christmas wins the veto and takes out Cody, Nicole is now the front runner to win, as far as I'm concerned. Granted, I still think that Christmas gets a lot of credit for taking out Cody. And I would not guarantee that Nicole can beat Christmas, but that's a pretty good spot to be. That potentially Christmas will take you in the final two. You can take Christmas. You hopefully can beat her. And then, you know, who knows where you go from there. That's her ideal scenario, but it's still the least likely scenario. And I do not believe that Nicole will do it herself. If Nicole wins the veto, I think she will take out Christmas, which will basically ruin any chance she has of winning the game. Yeah. And I think that Nicole winning is more likely than Christmas winning. So that's why it's a little more risky, because every other scenario, Enzo, Cody, or Nicole winning the veto, I feel like Nicole is basically not winning the game, locked out of winning the game. Whereas if Enzo somehow left this week, if Cody had won the HOH, or if Christmas had won the HOH and Enzo had been the one to go, that actually would have put Nicole in a spot in the final three where she would have had better odds than if she's in the final three with Cody and Enzo. If she was in the final three with Cody and Christmas, that would have been great. Obviously, Enzo and Christmas is best case scenario, but, you know, it's a little harder to get there from here than it would be to get to the other final three from a different HOH. But she's close. She's got that sliver.
I mean, there's some percentage of the pie that's hers. Yeah, it's funny that all things considered, she would benefit the most from other people making moves that she will not make that would benefit her. So it's pretty hilarious to me. It's not lost on me. But we'll have to wait and see what happens here with this veto. But again, safe to say that it's not looking good for Nicole ultimately, but she'll at least have a fighting chance with the final three by the looks of it so far.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like, if Nicole was playing optimally right now, she would have close to a 50% chance of taking out Cody this week. And then at least like an 80% chance of winning that final three HOH and going to the final two with Christmas and winning the whole game, being a 2-time winner, which is crazy. I don't think she is playing. I think she will take out Christmas instead of Cody.
I think so too. I think there's no other way to lie. I think ultimately there's one person that she's not going to remove under any circumstance. Let's say all four of them were available for booting this week. Cody's last on her list. And that's just the state of affairs that exists, is that Cody's her, you know, yeah, her ride or die. There's no way. It is wild, but it just doesn't seem like she has that part of her mind on at all.
Yeah. So Enzo, the HOH, he's talking to the cameras when the feeds come up. He says he has to win out from here. He says he's not going to get Christmas or Cody. I don't really know what that means. But he says he has to win out from here. He says Cody's going to want Christmas out, but I want Christmas to stay. He wants Nicole out. He doesn't care about the nominations. He just wants Nicole out this week. The problem is, Enzo, you can't make it happen.
You can't make any decisions here. Yeah. He says with the winning out, he's like, I need to win one more endurance and one questions comp, and I'm there. Which I'm assuming he's talking about the final three HOH. He wants to win that final three HOH to stand a chance. Which, I mean, if he's going with Cody and Nicole, potentially he's on the money with what he's saying. But we'll have to we have to wait and see if Christmas can be there at the final three.
Yeah, I think what he's probably saying is that if he can't get Cody to keep Christmas, then he's going to have to win out because he's worried that Cody will take Nicole and Nicole will take Cody. And so he'll have to win that final one. Nicole and Cody talk. Nicole is so annoyed. So annoyed at Enzo because of the competition that Christmas was telling Enzo to go after Cody. And she felt like Enzo was very obviously trying to not piss Christmas off, that he was like intentionally playing it safe in the competition, kind of trying to play both sides a little bit. He's probably hoping that one of us get clipped this week. Yeah. She said, what Enzo did to you, I would never have done that to you, Cody. Never, ever, ever. Never.
We know, Nicole, you're willing to not want a second time because you're willing to do anything for Cody. But you are you. You are Nicole. Not everyone else is Nicole. Everyone else has other agendas. Everyone else has to and will try and play as many sides as they can. Nicole loves this doing this Death Note thing where every week she picks someone who's done this ultimate anime betrayal to her and she just doesn't trust them anymore. And it's sickening to her. It hurts her gut. And it's again, this is the way Nicole has been wired to play. So it is quintessential Nicole that we're watching.
Puya, you just cracked this whole thing wide open. She has a Death Note. That's her notebook.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's writing down all the names.
Oh, making enemies one by one, taking them out one by one.
Oh, man. Cody lets her know. He says, look, if I get clipped, you're in the final two. You're getting my vote. 100%. She says, same. I'd vote for you in the final two. And you're probably getting a lot of other votes, too, but you're getting mine.
Least shocking conversation they could have had to me.
Yeah. Cody's going to talk with Enzo. Enzo says, Christmas is going home, yo. That's it. Cody's like clearly a little bit annoyed at Enzo from the competition. He talks about how like dude, you're just following me the whole game. I was like, I set it up and I was like, all right, now Enzo's gonna come around and block her in. Enzo's like, no, yo, I was doing the right thing, yo. I was getting myself in a spot where if I had done that, we would have run out of moves, yo. That's it.
Yeah, this is the problem, or this is the hard part of working as a team for as long as you have and, you know, leaning on each other to help each other out in these things. We're at the individual portion. We haven't for a little bit, but this is probably one of the first instances for Cody where it's like, oh, wait, why is my teammate not helping me out? Why are we not working together? Because at the end of the day, one of you is guaranteed safety through this competition and one of you is guaranteed a ticket to the final three. I'm not going to squander that just because we're buddies. I'm going to have to play what's best for me. There's only two of us left on this peer board. One of us can only win. I want that to be me, Enzo, not you, Cody. So it makes complete sense. But obviously, because of their attachment, because of how long they've been a unit in this game, how long they've worked together in this game, Cody can't help but feel some type of way about this.
Yeah, this is like when you're playing Among Us and you're the imposter and mm-hmm. you very obviously killed someone in front of somebody else. Mm-hmm. But when they call the meeting, you have to still deny it. You might as well. And so like Enzo, I'm pretty sure, pretty obviously like burned Cody, but he's like, no, I was doing the right thing, yo. That's it. Like, I didn't mm-hmm. even see that body there. I don't even know, yo. Yeah. So...
Yeah, Enzo does scream sloppy play to me as an imposter. So I totally, that totally tracks for me.
He's like, and even Nicole, yo, even Nicole's like, oh, why does Christmas think you're on her side? Cause I'm awesome, yo. I'm so good at this game. That's it, yo. Enzo says if Cody goes, he's screwed. So he knows he needs Cody in the game because Christmas and Nicole will take each other in the final three. And Enzo goes, all right, let's assume that you win the veto, Cody. All along, we've been getting rid of the better player, yo. Who's the better player between we get rid of the better player, get rid of the better player. Okay, who's the better player between Nicole and Christmas? Nicole is the better player. That's all I'm saying, yo. That's it. And Cody's like, no. Christmas is the better player at competitions. She's the better competition. There's no way I'm not getting rid of Christmas if I win. Yeah, yo, because Nicole's taking you in the final three, yo. It's not, no way, man. That's not it. He says, come on, yo, you can say it was me. You can say, oh, Enzo told me I had to do it, yo. And then you get that jury vote. You got that jury vote. That's it. yeah, he's trying.
Yeah, I mean, bless his heart. You know, he has, what other choice does he have but to try? It is the move for him. Obviously, at this four, they each have a person that they believe will benefit them at the end. And it's not the same person. So they have to do what they're doing. I was about to be like, well, you know, Cody, you're going to have a vote in Nicole if you send her, but obviously at the final three, maybe that's the better move, not at the final four, especially if you're Cody, you're going to win no matter what. So it's going to fall on deaf ears. I think ultimately all Enzo can hope for is that Christmas gets the veto and stays, because it's not looking good for what he wants otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Cody says that, or Enzo says, hey, yo, I'm going to keep your track record, yo. I'm going to keep your record alive, not putting you on the block, yo. The two kids from Jersey, we didn't touch the block all season long. That's Hall of Fame stuff, yo. Like you and Derek did it, your original season against newbies. We did it against All-Stars, yo. That's it. That's Hall of Fame stuff, yo. Come on.
So I know it's the cosmetic thing, right? The not touching the block, especially at four. Do you think that if he didn't do that, if he just threw Cody up, would that help him at all? Or would it kind of stay the same? Or would it won't hinder him, but would it help or just be the same of like, oh, I'm the only one that didn't touch the block?
I mean, honestly, it would probably help him a little bit. It would also probably help keep, like, if Cody and Enzo were to try and make a play at Christmas to get her to vote out Nicole, mm-hmm. Is that possible? Probably not. But if you want to start that, you probably start it by putting up, Nicole and Cody together and saying that they need to be split up. And then, I don't know what the play is after that. Cody goes to Christmas and promises Christmas that he'll take her to the final two. I honestly think you're the best player in here after me. And I know you feel the same, and I know we've kind of been going after each other. So how about we make this All-Star season great, and we promise each other we're going to make it. We're going to take each other to the final two. We're not going to bring Enzo. We're not going to bring Nicole because they're easier to beat. This is All-Stars. We're going to battle it out in the final two together. How do you feel about that? We promise each other before the final four. Those two, they're just waiting for us to take each other out here. And I know they're going to take each other in the final three because they know they can beat each other. They have the best chances against each other. Let's cancel that narrative. Let's take each other here at the final four. We'll take out Nicole, and then I will take you to the final two and the final three. You'll take me. How about that? I feel like I don't think it will work, but it's a little bit of a pitch. And if Enzo puts him on the block, it gives him a little more credibility that he's not secretly with Enzo or anything. Mm-hmm. And that by losing Nicole, he's lost his only real person. And then additionally, if Enzo is making a similar deal with Christmas, then Christmas might feel like, okay, so if I go to the end with Enzo and Cody, they're both taking me. Like I said, probably not going to work, but it's one of those situations. Again, you just got caught with the body. You might as well give something.
Yeah. What are you going to make happen? So, because here, that's the thing for me, is that I believe that the nominations here are at the final four kind of cosmetic. What are the benefits to him putting up Cody? First of all, it's fine. It doesn't matter. The veto matters. But if there's anybody in that house that could buy any narrative you give them by, if you just believe in it hard enough, it's Christmas. I think Christmas is someone who does love the loyalty, wants to go, like wants the honor, wants the integrity stuff. If you speak that stuff up to her, she'll listen to it. I think that on a psychological level, if she realizes, hey, Cody wasn't indestructible, he's on the block. So that's a thing. Like, he's not like hard to be. I could beat him. Like, she was talking herself up a bunch the other day. So this is not impossible. I think she could be someone to fall prey to this kind of information and kind of start going that way. Obviously, it's not super, super likely. But at this point, what else is there to lose? Like, you're not losing anything, because at the end of the day, whether Cody sits on that block or not, the veto is going to dictate the results anyways. So even if you have a small percentage of a chance to move that handle so that Christmas stays with you, if she ends up winning and doesn't take you out, not a bad position to be in. Because if he's not on the block and Christmas does win the veto, guess what, Cody? You're on the block. So then that's going to happen whether you like it or not. Whether Enzo, put the trust in Jersey or not, that's going to happen. So maybe working on it ahead of time before the veto is not a bad spot to be in, ultimately.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like, it's kind of tricky because, again, it's not super likely to work. And if if it doesn't work, then and it doesn't matter, and Christmas doesn't win, then like Christmas is definitely going to tell Nicole about it, and Nicole's probably going to be pretty upset about it. Mm-hmm. But like if she thinks about it, she probably shouldn't be, because it was a lie, and it was only because she probably wouldn't be upset about it if it happened after Christmas won the veto, because they're campaigning against each other at that point. But if it happened before, she probably would be upset about it. But I mean, it's only for that scenario anyway. He's just getting a head start. Maybe he's able to talk Nicole back around, but it is important for him to keep Nicole on board, because he wants to be able to guarantee his spot in the final three. You could wait until after veto. I think it means less at that point. Yes. Unfortunately, I think it is significantly less likely to work. So I don't know. And then obviously, like, you're really burning Christmas by doing this. But if you're Cody and you probably already have the game locked up, burning Christmas of all people, if Christmas goes to the jury house and she's pissed off at Cody, like, is she really going to have that much sway with the jury? I don't think so. So, you know, I'm not too worried about burning Christmas as badly as I need to. So I think I probably would go for something like this. Just, you might as well. Now, the real worst case scenario is Christmas just outright, you know, says no in the first place and goes to Nicole before the veto and tries to convince Nicole, now take out Cody. Can you believe what he's doing to you? That's probably the risk, the biggest risk. And there's a chance that she would do that. And there's a chance that Nicole might do that. So you got to worry about that. So you'd probably have to, you have to say it in a way where you'd either have like plausible deniability or prepare Nicole for it. Somehow, I don't know. You'd have to think a little more, but it's definitely a risky play with not much chance for success, but it's the sort of thing where it's like, yeah, you gotta try something. Cause you're just hoping you beat Christmas here. I just don't love the odds enough to just sit there and let it happen.
Right. Ultimately, looking at everything, Cody has been the front runner to be at the end and win at the end for a while now. And this is, we're talking about one out where he's not going to get that result. And it might be like a 80-20, but that 20, if it happens, he's out. He's not like maybe I'll still get there. He's donezo. So to throw something at the wall, even if you can improve that from 80-20 to like 90-10, 85-15, that's still improving your odds somewhat, because the 80%, if it does happen, you have 500K. You have the crown. So it's worth it, in my opinion, to do that shot if you have to, because you are right. I don't think Christmas is going to walk in and have a big influence if she's all like heard about it. I think the main influencers of the jury are already in the jury, and they've already spoken about how they feel about Cody. So he's fine. His legacy with the jurors is fine. So I think there's no reason for him not to do this, or not to, you know, want this to happen necessarily. But again, the whole like cosmetic argument of I didn't touch the block and counting the final four is still something that I think a lot of people want and think is good enough that he's not going to want to be on the block at all.
Yeah, this is, if I'm remembering correctly, the first time in two seasons that Cody has had a must win competition. Wow. This is the first time in two seasons that there's a chance that if one person wins a competition, Cody will be going home as of right now. In the final four of Big Brother 16, I'm pretty sure Caleb was planning on taking out Victoria because he thought he had a final three with the guys. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. So he did win that final four veto, and he did end up evicting Caleb. So he did something similar to what I'm suggesting, promising Caleb and then stabbing him. Of course, he didn't get Caleb's vote. So, but yeah, this is the first time. This is the closest Cody has ever been to being evicted from the game. And if he wins this competition, if Nicole wins this competition, or if Enzo wins this competition, then he's probably won Big Brother 22 All-Stars. If not, that's
he's
it.
Gone. It's over.
It's all resting on this veto, I think.
Yeah, and there's a 25% chance, just statistically, not even calculating people's acumen, that he's going to lose it. So that's why it's crucial, because two seasons only one time and a 25% chance in 1 week for one comp is great statistically. But if that 25% goes the wrong way, like, it's over for him. He's done. He's not winning. So that's why it's important. That's why it's crucial. And honestly, that's why this week gets a little bit interesting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, that's just thinking about the amount of pressure that is, that like this is this one competition. I'm getting stressed about it. He's keeping the record alive. Enzo says he's scared. He's scared Cody's going to throw the competition at the final three because he knows Nicole's going to take him. Cody says, no way. Why would I want to sit next to Nicole and lose to her? I want to be sitting in the end with you 100%. That's what I want. Don't even doubt that.
Question. If Cody wins and at the final three, right? He wins the final HOH and he cuts Enzo. He still has Enzo's vote, I'm guessing, right? I don't think, or do you think in the spur of the moment, live, well, like Enzo was just booted, he's going to not do it?
I mean, the thing is, Enzo voted for Hayden after Hayden cut him in the final three. So, you know, I'd be inclined to believe that he might do the same thing. But you know, just because he did it that one time doesn't mean he's necessarily going to do it again. Mm-hmm. It might be a thing where it's like, the first time around, it's like, my friend cut me, but he deserves it. I'm going to be a good sport. But then if it happens a second time in a row, he might be like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
It's always possible. But I'd be inclined, yeah, to believe that, that he'd get Cody's or he'd get, Enzo's vote. I think he'd get like every other, I think he could. I mean, is there a single vote for Nicole?
Let's see. I'm inclined to say no.
Yeah, me
really
too.
Yeah, I really don't think so. I think this could be a clean sweep very easily. And to go back to the Enzo thing, I do think that Enzo is the type, well, he's first of all talked about that he doesn't want a champion to be championed again. So that's already from the jump, he was against Ian and Nicole, like taking them far. He will look back at that moment at the triple eviction where he did not vote to take Nicole out. And he's going to be like, you know what? I had your life in my hands. That's not, you weren't even good. I saved you. So, and Enzo and Cody are Jersey. They've been Jersey from the beginning. That's someone from his home. So I think he's going to give it to Cody. No questions asked. Yeah. I mean, it would be pretty phenomenal to see someone who is a former winner get swept the second time they're in the final two. Be pretty interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wouldn't be that surprising. I mean, jury management was not always Nicole's strong suit.
Definitely not.
You know, she beat Paul, but you know, Josh beat Paul by the same margin.
Well, Paul so. Notoriously also fumbles his jury management.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Against somebody who actually can jury manage, Nicole's probably going to have a much harder chance. But yes, here we go. That's basically the day. That's basically what we got here. Unless there's anything else you want to bring up, Booya.
There really, really isn't. I wish there was. I'd be like, hey, how about this thing? But no, there isn't really. I do think that, you know, to quickly retrospectively look at the Fridays we've been having, I do think that this 3-hour delay in between episode ending and feeds coming on is a complete momentum killer. They're all so exhausted by then. They do not care. No one is excited about any HOH room. No one is excited about anything. The day's over for them. So that's kind of stifled these morning updates as far as like the meat and potatoes go. But then, you know, add to that the comps all going to kind of the same crew has made it a little bit more predictable. But all in all, it's always been a fun time to, I don't know why I'm eulogizing. Like, we might be back next week. I don't think they've said the feeds are done, but you know, all in all, I've had fun doing the Fridays if I don't get to talk to you next week. So thank you for that.
I'm sure we'll be here. I don't think the feeds will be down yet, but
I mean, yeah, I mean, at that point we're still, that Wednesday would be the finale. I think we have one more in the chamber.
Yeah. Feeds usually go on much. I mean, granted this season has been a little different, but, BBUS usually keeps the feeds up, pretty close to the end.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Well, then you'll see me next week. How about that?
All right. Well, that's what we have for you. You can, of course, find me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaren or on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. I will be live on Sunday with Puya at 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to be playing some Among Us. I'll cosplay as Enzo.
No, you're better than Enzo is. I've watched you play. You beat us as an imposter one time. So with Rob, that is too.
Yes,
so.
That was a good one. That was exactly one. The scenario I was talking about too, where like I literally got caught with a body and I was like, I'm done, but I might as well just be like, no, it was you.
Yeah.
And then that worked.
Now that's so funny watching two people yell at each other at the start of the round because they're just blaming each other and it's just 50-50. Which one do you think it is?
He saw me standing over a corpse and I was just like, I watched you stand over the corpse. And everyone was like, yeah, I think we believe Taren on this. Yeah.
No, getting two perspectives should be interesting too. I'm excited to see how that plays out for the audience.
Yes. Again, find me on Twitch, twitch.tv/TarenArmstrong. You can go there, hit the follow button. You'll be notified when I go live. You can also find Puya at Puyaism on Twitch, twitch.tv/Puyaism. And you can see his perspective of the game as well. Since we play, you know, different roles, you know, you'll be able to see like if one of us is an imposter, one of us is not or whatever, you'll be able to see like those different perspectives. Should be fun.
I'm very excited for it. Very excited. Sunday, 5 Eastern.
Yes. And we've got some good guests too, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You've seen a bunch of them on updates, on recaps all throughout the season. All of them do Big Brother stuff. And then Shannon will also be there of Survivor fame. She's got the Survivor stuff on lock, International Survivor on lock. So it's a lot of fun peeps. A lot of fun people that haven't been in the same room since the game in April. So tune in. It'll be a good time.
All right. So that's what we have for you here. Anything else, Puya?
Yeah. Masked Singer podcast came out this morning. Check that out. Episode 4, playoffs for Group B. Me and Liana talked about a bunch of things. We have stronger guesses this time than we did with the first group. So definitely tune in for that. And then if you are still continuing with 90 Day Fiancé, first of all, bless you. It keeps going. It doesn't stop. That's also how I did a episode with Sam Parker. We talked about everything going on with The Other Way. And that's all I've got for you now. That's it.
All right. Well, thank you all for joining us today. And I'll see you next time.